Hello, this is Bob.
Hey, Bob, it's Brendan. Sorry about that. I'm gonna get you transfer right now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I clicked it. Hi, is this Bob?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bob, this is Sam. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sam. Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you as well. So I see you're talking with Brendan over here, possibly looking for some financing, right?
That is correct.
You want to give me a little idea of what you're looking for, and I'll kind of point you in the right direction, give you some feedback on what we might be able to do for you?
Sure, that'd be great. A loan value of $100,000 to $200,000.
Okay.
Whatever would be, you know, appropriate on the risk level. And on a 5-year note with interest rates between 6 and 8%.
Okay. Now, have you looked anywhere for this?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And what kind of feedback are you
giving? You're my third entity. Oh, I don't want to share that with you because I feel this is a competitive environment that I'll be dealing with the same information every.
Okay, no, yeah, I guess what I'm wondering is, are you looking for secured loans that you're putting collateral up? Are you putting assets tied to it?
I can do whatever you need to do relative to the best rate and payment schedule. I'm looking at one with one of my local banks here. It's a 10-year note on SBA in a loan amount of $150,000 to $350,000.
Oh, okay.
And,
all right,
and that's a new program they have out, and that's basically, an unsecured loan, except for when I say unsecured, not a building loan or anything like that.
Yeah, they'll put like a blanket lien on the business.
Yes, exactly. So that's one avenue I'm looking at, and then I'm dealing with another company similar to yours. I'm assuming I just started this process before I left on vacation.
Sure.
And so as I'm doing this, I just want to kind of make sure that I put all the materials together just once and get them to the people making the decisions and then kind of go from there. Because as I explained to Brandon, you know, this process that I'm dealing with right now has been a kind of a culmination of the last really 7 years of my plan relative to my 40 years in business with the companies and my partners and how I've bought them out. And now that I'm basically the sole owner along with my son the process has taken time to get to this point. And the manufacturing arm that I have that deals with the fitness equipment itself being manufactured here in the United States has gone from basically one line to 5 different lines, and that's taken us a 4-year period to get all of that stuff developed.
Sure.
And, all the jigs made, all the designs done, everything on the back end of that for our true marketing. And so along with the, inevitable decline in the market for everybody since 07, 08,
uh-huh.
My market is predominantly schools, and that market now is going to be a little bit more of a rebound market after this next election.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how that goes with the budgets for schools, and that's what I work on between budgets and booster clubs is my biggest market. But then I also have a dealer chain on the private side with the manufacturing that I have encompassed over the years, and now because of the new lines that we have, and the ability for my dealers to basically provide to their customers any level of fitness equipment that is competitively available, that's going to change our market quite a bit. And
sure.
Most of the stuff that I'm looking at right now is predicated on what I'm doing in the school market and how that business is going to ramp up, again, with some of my barometers and some of the things that we're doing. And I don't know how much Brandon told you about the bigger, faster, stronger side of this.
Yeah, not much, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. We've been in business for 40 years, and I'm 64, and my son is president of the company.
Oh, awesome.
The aspect of the school market I know pretty well, and what we have done based upon the weight room, it's curricular development over the years as opposed to just doing it for sport.
Mm-hmm.
Now the time has changed, and schools are using the weight room as part of the physical education programs.
Absolutely.
A lot more, and it's not only a competitive environment, it's a fitness environment. And it's one that I am very well versed in the science and the objective measurements and the objective aspect of progressive overloads based upon what that does for long-term health in terms of the symmetrical development of the body done correctly. Mm-hmm. And so all of this stuff ties to what our next level of penetration of the market is, which is dealing from the administrative level and making our program mandatory in schools. And so through this process, like, for example, the state of Maryland, I have 75 schools, a total of 5 school districts that we're the preferred provider, and we actually certify. We have a certification program that's very lucrative, and then our clinic program. And then, of course, we have our hard goods, our sales of products, and that's where our manufacturing side comes in.
Oh, okay.
And so all of this ties together, and what we have really done in the last year, year and a half, along with the new lines and everything we've done on the hard product side, is the curricular development in the school system. So right now I've signed 2 contracts, which is in the new. And this is the start of this school year, which we've been kind of set up to do. There's one in Seattle School District, which is a 15 high school district. Now, this doesn't count all the other schools. Like mm-hmm. they have, I think he said they had 21 middle schools and like 30-some elementaries. And that's all in this school district headed up by this one person that we're working with. How my business has changed, instead of just working with coaches, I am now working with school systems.
Sure.
Because of the liability. And we're very much in the forefront of the safety and liability of training and how easy it is to get hurt if you have people that aren't certified training young kids. And that's all the stuff I've done for 40 years. So that part is going to be a big part of our future. And so we have the Seattle sign up. Now, that means 15 schools. And obviously with that relationship, we're going, and my son's up there right now, and he's evaluating of the 15 schools, he's evaluating 6 of the schools in terms of safety and liability for the actual physical weight room.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be guidelines that we give, and we don't say they have to buy from us or anything like that, but because of the relationship, they end up doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Maryland does, you know, and that's the positive aspect of developing a relationship.
Absolutely.
We also have that, a contract set up now with a New Mexico school district. And we are in the process of setting up one in the L.A. County School District, which is the second largest school district in the nation, which encompasses over 1,500 schools. And that one is almost for sure. That's one of the main reasons I'm looking for financing, is because a ramp up to that magnitude is a cash flow issue.
And, oh, I see.
And so in January, what we have is our first package order scheduled for the beginning of January. And I should receive that order probably in November or December. And it's like an $18,000 order approximately, gross mm-hmm. revenue. So that would be for one school. We are going to go through that and demonstrate exactly what the package dictates and how it works with the school and what actually happens, and have the powers to be take a look at the process. And I've already had multiple meetings, so I'm pretty secure with this. And the person that's in charge of the district in this decision process has basically made the verbal commitment to us on the order, and we're in the process of hoping getting the purchase orders from the school, like I say, within the next month. And then he says, if that goes the way he plans it to, the next purchase order would be for the next 50 schools.
Oh, so much longer.
Yeah, and then he wants to do in the first 2 years, he'd like to get, his goal would be to get 500 schools done.
Oh, wow.
Now, yeah, wow. Exactly.
Quite a ramp up.
I've already told him that, well, we'll take this a step at a time, but I need to do some preliminary work with some relationships too. And so, that's why I'm trying to do this, because obviously my cash flow, well, my sales volume would go up significantly.
Yeah.
Because these are a purchase order environment. And again, the part that's hard for me with that kind of magnitude of sales is the fact that, I have to, have someone in a sense prepay, because I'm net 30 with all my vendors.
Yeah.
And then schools, by the time I get their whole order done and get that whole package together with all the products and all the, services put together and everything done, and I invoice them, it usually takes me 30 to 60 days just to get the product delivered.
Oh, sure. So, you got quite some time there.
And then I've got and the average school payment is not 30 days, but it's 60 to 90 days.
Yeah, usually more on the net 90 from my experience.
Exactly. And so that's my concern, because I can't, I can't service that kind of debt hold with my vendors without them getting a little scared.
Sure. Gotcha.
Based upon payments. And so that's why I want to ramp up the inventory, because if I can take my inventory on my hard goods side with my manufacturing, which I control, and I can change that inventory level, I'm running probably right now maybe on the inventory for manufacturing, which I call my raw stock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like my top 20 products. We have over 800 products we sell, but there's a large percentage that are, squat racks and racking systems that are the main sellers. And I have those in raw stock so that if I get an order for a singleton, for example, I can have those products, if I have them in raw stock, instead of a 4 to 6 week turn time, I can turn them in 2 to 3 weeks.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Which affects my cash flow dramatically. And so building all that stuff up, this is just and this has been a learning curve for me too, because see, we used to be just, I used to carry $1 million in inventory and we just had a stock product, and we don't do that. Everybody wants custom.
Yeah.
So it's a different ball game now. And
kind of uncharted territory, learning as you go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So, that's kind of it in a nutshell. And that, so what I've had to do, back in 2007, 2008, just rough numbers, Bigger, Faster, Stronger was doing about $8
million. Okay.
My ProElite manufacturing facility was doing $3 million. And that was predicated on the ProElite side, was predicated on basically one line of equipment, which was an intermediate line for industrial use.
Mm-hmm.
Institutional use, primarily schools, and they wanted, it was a low dollar figure, but now that market has changed, where now I carry 5 lines, and of those 5 lines, I have 3 of the lines that are in 2 different gauges of steel.
Oh,
so
wow.
That I can accommodate any level of need, whether it's college, pro, all the way down to an elementary school.
Nice.
And then I also have all the vertical markets covered with I bought a bender 4 years ago, and that's all paid for. I paid $120,000 for that, but I haven't. I just finished the line this year to have the complete line. And when you're dealing with dealers, if they don't have a complete line, they don't like to buy from you.
Cause it's a no-go. Yeah.
So that's kind of where I am in this process. So, and back in 07, 08, I had all my partners were working with me. I had, total 4, there's total main partners, there's myself and 3 others. I have bought those other 3 guys out as of 2013, 2014, and through that process of manufacturing, there was a period of time there that I took all the inventory that we had that was now old inventory. And so for the last 2 years on the BFS side, I've shown losses because I've sold a lot of inventory below my cost.
Okay,
and that's part of the reason. But
yeah,
my sales volume is down too because of the fact that I haven't been able to market the way I normally do, which was I publish a magazine that goes out 6 times a year, and then I have a catalog that goes out twice a year and up to 4 times a year on specific markets. But and that goes to every high school and college and pro team in the nation.
Oh, that's
so
pretty cool.
Yeah, and we've been doing that a long time, but I haven't done that for the last 2 years because my line wasn't succinct. I wasn't done with what I was doing.
Sure.
So I couldn't really market, and so we had to just use the internet and that process, and obviously I don't get the same penetration to the market that I did, but now I'm in that position, so part of the dollar figure I want to use for marketing, and that's where, you know, $25,000 to $30,000 for national mailing is what I need for a catalog in above and beyond what I've budgeted already.
Okay.
So that's kind of it in a nutshell is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, you got a lot going on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, but it definitely sounds like there's some room for, you know, to get something in place. Now, was it just BFS that you showed the loss on the past 2 years?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I'm sorry.
Last year I had I showed a profit on ProElite. And that would make sense because they're the one manufacturing the turn time. That's more of a 1-to-1 ratio. With BFS, I had to deal with all that inventory and, you know. So in any case, yeah, ProElite I showed a profit on last year.
Okay,
I think it was
all right.
100 and some thousand.
On both of those, BFS and ProElite, are you the 100% owner of both of them?
Yeah.
Or what does that look like?
ProElite, I'm the 100% owner. At BFS, I'm 75% owner. My son is 20%. My daughter's 5%.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yep.
All right. Now, how about what does your personal credit look like? Is it, you know,
I'm in good shape. Yeah.
Okay.
No problem there. And then the other thing that I have in the mix is the building that we work out of. We own on an LC, and I just refinanced that on an SBA. The building's worth, just appraised at 1.475, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
and the loan on it is $684,000.
$684,000, okay.
Yep.
Okay. And now when you're looking,
the part of that refinance and doing all that stuff was to make sure I could get my ex-partners off the, so I have no...
Oh, it's a buyout. Okay.
Yeah, it was a combination of that, so I could get everybody off the books except for the current owners. And the building, of course, is all in my name under the LC, and my son is a 5% owner on that. But so procedurally, basically, I'm where I want to be as far as ownership and control.
100%. It sounds like you're in a really good spot coming into the climate that we're entering for the work that you do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, here's a question. How soon were you looking to get the 100 to 200 in place?
I was hoping to try to get it by the end of October, maybe mid-November.
Okay. Is there any hard time? Because I know you said you have the original or that that first order coming up. What is it? The end of the year this year?
I'm hoping to have the order in hand in October, but maybe first part of November, because you know how paperwork is in schools.
Yeah,
and,
I do.
I've got the verbal commitment from this administrator, who's the person in charge, which is very strong. But I can't do anything because until I've got to have that purchase order to really start the procedure, because there's the people I'm working with, there's handicap accessibility things, and the way I manufacture this has to be very, very accurate the first time. I can't come out of the blocks with any mistakes.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So I guess what I want to know is there a hard deadline of when you need to get this in place?
Not really, except for before the end of the year
is what
I would say would be my, because I need to try to ramp up because it's a combination. My busiest season is January to June. And you know, so like for example, now redoing everything out in the manufacturing facility, I've already done some significant upgrades with my own money and what we had put in place. And right now I have no loans except for a line of credit on ProElite of, and that's just started this month. I just put that in place, and that was to take care of some other stuff. And so I have no other loans on any part of the company except personal loans.
Okay. Yeah, with that, you know, and judging kind of based off what you guys do on your revenue and what you're looking at, I mean, you have the first purchase order in place and everything like that. The amount that you're looking for is definitely something that's going to be doable, especially in the time frame that you're looking with. You're actually going probably eligible with, if you know, if your credit is good, for a whole lot more than what you're asking for. So you're in a situation that you might be able to just start off with something small, establish a relationship, because you know we're a relationship-based bank, right? Once you show that you can, you know, make payments and make a profit with the funds, you know, we open it up to a whole lot more. So it sounds like your situation would be pretty ideal to set you up on exactly what you're asking for, which is probably less than what's available to you. Establish the relationship, and then as you move forward into the next year, where you know you might have a little larger needs, it'll definitely be on the table.
And that would be excellent. That's,
yeah, to me, that sounds very, like the right plan. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Now, to get like some preliminary numbers for you, it can be a pretty simple process as far as these processes go. It'll be a whole lot easier than your SBA, I'll tell you that.
No, I know SBA is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what I can do is I will have Brendan send you an email. Does he have your email address?
Yes, he does, yep.
Okay, so I'm going to have him send you an email with exactly what we would need from you to get you the initial approval. And I think what I'll do on my what I'll do on my end is I'm going to give you, I'll try to get you two. So I'll do one just for the, you know, the range of the 100 to 200 that you're looking for initially, but then I'll also give you another, I'll give you another top end one just to give you an idea of what you're looking for moving forward. Because obviously, you know, we want to establish a relationship. We're not looking just for this next 2 months. We're going to look a couple years down the line. So I'll give you a couple options on those and, you know, see what's available to you. And, you know, hopefully we can get something in place that makes sense for both of us and help you get to that much larger spot, because it sounds like you got some good plans in place.
Yeah. Now, okay, let me ask you this question, because, again, I haven't really done much financing except for building stuff.
Sure.
And would it be a benefit for you if, you know, for example, everything that I just basically talked about, if I kind of put that into an email format?
Anytime, absolutely. Anytime there's a business plan involved, it makes it so much more clear.
Okay. That's what I think I'll try to work on that this week and get it a little bit more. And then, like, for example, I could put an attachment of a couple of the contracts that I've received to date about what I just expressed to you.
Absolutely.
Okay, because you just need ammunition.
Yes, and that's exactly what it does. It allows us to paint a clear picture of the business, not just the numbers that we're looking at, right? Because obviously the numbers that you're looking at are from right now. The business plan moving forward, you know, 6 months from now, those numbers are going to be a lot different. That allows me to make
I'm hoping for that, yeah. Perfect. Okay, well, get that information to me, and I'll. I'm actually leaving town again this weekend, and next week I have a couple travel plans, but I will be able to work on it very quickly. As soon as I get the information, I'll start trying to get as much done as I possibly can for you very quickly.
Okay, perfect. And if you have any questions while you're getting everything together, the email that we send you is going to have all of our, you know, direct contact information. So if you call Brendan, I will be right here, and I can always step right in and give you all the feedback that you need.
Well, that sounds great, Sam. I appreciate your help.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time, Bob.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yep. You too. Bye-bye.